Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.747 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And any moment now, we're going to receive a call from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and we're going to have him on the air for you. So we're just waiting for that call, and it looks like it is coming in right now. He's going to be speaking this afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Sumter County Fairgrounds there, and that's in Bushnell, Sumter County Fairgrounds. You want to make sure that you try to get there about 2:30 when they open the doors, because they're going to close those doors at I believe 3:30, and the speech is scheduled for 4 p.m. And do we have him?
We have the secretary. He'll be entering one moment.
All right. There you go. So that's officially how it goes.
Has to go.
Yeah, Secretary of State there.
Good morning. This is Mike speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary. You're on the Bob Rose Show. It's good to have you.
Great to be with you, sir.
Hey, within our listening area is the Sumter County Fairgrounds in Bushnell. I know you've had you've got a busy morning and a busy afternoon. Tell us a little bit about the speech you're going to give there.
So I'm looking forward to getting out to the fairgrounds this afternoon. I want to share with people who show up what President Trump has been doing as part of our foreign policy to deliver prosperity and safety and security to the American people. We've had a successful 3 years, and I want to share with them the mindset, the America First foreign policy that President Trump and our team has delivered over these past now 36 months.
Where do we stand now with Iran after what's happened recently?
We've endeavored to do one simple thing, to get the Islamic Republic of Iran to behave like a normal nation. I think your listeners would all know this is the world's largest state sponsor of terror. I was traveling in South America this past week. The Iranians' reach has come to South America and to Central America. We're trying to get them to behave like a normal nation and reduce the risk to the American people. That's been our mission set since the start of the administration. We continue to make progress, but make no mistake about it, this theocratic revolutionary regime still intends to inflict harm around the world, and President Trump and our team have the responsibility to prevent it from impacting us here in the United States.
Mr. Secretary, I know you met with the opposition leader Juan Guaido in Venezuela. So if I put two and two together, you're saying there's Iranian influence in Venezuela, and why don't we hear anything about Venezuela as of late?
So marks now a year that President Guaido has been recognized by more than four dozen nations as the duly elected leader there. President Trump's guidance to our team has been to work to help the Venezuelan people restore their democracy, to create opportunity for them, and to ensure that Nicolas Maduro, who has caused so much harm in our region, 6 million people have been forced to leave their homes and depart from Venezuela. Some of them have come all over the world. We want to make sure we're doing our part to support him and the Venezuelan people in their effort to deliver democracy and an opportunity just to take care of their families. And part of my meetings down there, I met with foreign counterparts from all across the Caribbean and South America. They're now seeing Hezbollah, Iran-backed organization, in their region as well. This is a threat to the region, one that we collectively have to address.
And also, I know you met with some of the Costa Rican leaders as well, and I think it was had to do with Chinese influence. I also saw a story recently where there was a large development that they had tried to get underway for some years now involving Frank Biden, the brother of the former vice president. Does any of these things, are there connections between any of these things? Because Joe Biden was, of course, in charge of a lot of our dealings with China while he was VP.
When I was in Costa Rica, we were talking with the leadership there about the Chinese Communist Party. Look, we all know China invests. We want good things for the Chinese people, but oftentimes in countries when the Chinese Communist Party shows up, they're there for a reason that isn't economic. It's not truly a commercial transaction. It's designed for political influence or to create a national security objective for a Chinese state-owned enterprise. No country ought to be engaged in those kinds of transactions, and we've spent a lot of time in this administration, talking to countries around the world, trying to identify them, those very risks to their people and to Americans, when American private information may flow across a network somewhere in South America or somewhere in Europe. We want to make sure and protect Americans' privacy, too. And talking about the Chinese Communist Party and its role in Chinese communications as a part of that.
Switching gears to Syria, from a foreign policy perspective, what is our goal in Syria? What do we hope to see or have happen in Syria in general?
So more broadly in the Middle East, President Trump's mission has been twofold. He's directed us to ensure that we continue to prevent terrorism from coming to America from these places, something we all know so well and remember from now almost 20 years ago. But second, we want to reduce the risk to soldiers who are stationed here in Florida, from Marines, airmen. We want to reduce our cost, reduce our risk. This is an America First foreign policy designed to accomplish those twin missions. Syria is no exception. It's an enormous humanitarian crisis where there have been upwards of 5 million people that have had to flee their homes. But America's mission there is to ensure that we reduce the risk that ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist group can ever inflict harm on an American.
And here's last but not least, and I know it's complex, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so our dealings with Saudi Arabia through the years, we understand geopolitical strategically, we understood oil from that perspective. Now we're self-sufficient. Is Saudi Arabia really our friends, and how do we handle them from a foreign policy perspective moving forward?
So it is complicated, but suffice it to say, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has worked diligently to help us tamp down terrorism in lots of places. I was the CIA director before I was the Secretary of State. I watched them do work, good counterterrorism work, right alongside of us. We demand the same things from Saudi Arabia that we demand from every country. They can't support terrorism from their region. When we see that happening, when we see bad actors in Saudi Arabia, we work alongside them to take down those threats on America. They have been a good ally and a good partner in this counterterrorism fight, and we think that continues to be important for the United States of America and the security of our people.
Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, it's been a real pleasure. I'm glad you had the time to talk to us. And a lot of folks are looking forward to seeing you this afternoon, speaking at 4 o'clock at the Sumter County Fairgrounds, and we wish you safe travels.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm looking forward to it as well. So long.
Fantastic. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky, and I thought that was fantastic, and you know, reaching out to us, and also coming to Bushnell, Sumter County Fairgrounds. That is not a populated area per se. I mean, I think they got a population $4,000 or $5,000 in town, 4,000 or 5,000 people in town. So if you wanted to make the trek, I know a lot of Trump supporters from the Villages, for instance. They are a lot of those folks are going to make the trip over, but. Wow, very interesting. I knew I could pepper him with questions. Mm-hmm. He's such a straight shooter. He was going to give me direct and concise answers, and that impresses me. That was good.
8:05, another guest.
We are, yes, we are. Oh, and by the way, if your friends talk about this interview and you missed it, go to radio.com, download the app, and look for the rewind feature, and you'll be able to check it out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.